How about a little bit of trivia today? According to a recent survey, do you know what the three most unhappy groups of people in the United States are? It's recent graduates, minorities, and disabled citizens, where the happiest group of people are over 50. We're going to talk about happiness today, and our guest is Sherry Brown. Sherry has researched and found the key to achieving happiness. She discovered from her own experience that most religions share a common threshold of seven principles to bring people happiness and prosperity. During her lifetime, she has been deeply involved in the Islamic, Christian, and Jewish faiths and communities. She gained firsthand knowledge of these religions through her sincere study of the three scriptures and is sharing the results of her studies with the world in her new book. And the new book is called The Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity. And so we're going to have the privilege of talking with Sherry today and finding out what these seven commandments are and how they relate to each of us. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon.
Why did you pick seven instead of 10?
Because seven is actually the whole 10 commandments plus the two commandments of Jesus plus the seven commandments. They come up with 19. If I dispose the, take away the redundancy, because they all say believe in one God or believe in hereafter, it comes up to seven. So seven basically is all of the commandments of the three prophets.
Okay. You said the Ten Commandments plus the two commandments of Jesus. Can you tell our audience what those two commandments were?
Love and love your God and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself.
Okay.
And Ten Commandments, which everyone knows,
yep,
add to that. And the Seven Commandments of Muhammad, which is based upon omnipotence and believing in one God.
Okay, that's the first one that you want to talk about, believing in one God. There is only one God, right?
Yes, that's Abraham religion. That was basically the very first Bill of Rights that was written by King Cyrus 5,000 years ago, was about higher power, believing in one God.
Okay.
That's the first.
And all these three religions believe in one God.
Yes.
So the next commandment that you want to talk about is ward off evil. Do not worship money, possessions, power, or idols. Tell us about that.
That's any place that is negativity, killing for anger, animosity, jealousy. That's where evil exists. So you have to firstly believe that he does exist, because by dismissing him, he's not going to go away. The fact is, he does exist, but he's not as powerful as God. So we have to be constantly on the look for him. When you see that, for instance, someone is upset for no reason with you and comes and attacks you verbally for no reason, instead of getting all worked up, you have to realize that this is an evil, this is a virus this person has, and you don't want to catch it. Just turn away and go.
So evil is out there in the world, all around us, every day.
Yes.
And to many of us, Satan and evil is the same thing.
Right. To everyone.
And
yes.
I've been doing addiction work for 30 years, and I believe that addiction is evil, is Satan, because
Right. Everything
that has to do with addiction hurts people.
Or anything that has to do with your decision that is not based upon your logic, but your desires of heart and whim, it has evil in it.
Right. Now, the last part of that was don't worship money, possessions, power, or idols. we're going to worship our one God, but we're in a world where all these things are thrown in our face every day. What's your advice as far as not falling into the trap of worshiping all these things?
I do believe that if you don't worship and you don't get greedy, it will come to you. Money and prosperity is very easy to come to if you don't work so hard and struggle for it. You have to be content with whatever you have. This is number one. Secondly, you have to do if you're out of job, you have to do everything you can to find a job. But if you have done everything in your power and you can't do anymore, instead of running and stealing money from someone or borrowing money without having the intention of giving it back, you have to surrender and say, God, and pray to God, I have done everything I could in my power. I was a righteous person. You provide. And you will see how things will change, how the karma will change. When you are happy with yourself and know that you're righteous and you have followed the seven commandments, then it reflects to other people. You will win the job interviews. You will help comes to you from places you don't know. These are the things you have to believe in God. That's what faith means. You have to have faith that if you listen to his messages, then you can have whatever you ask in prayer.
Well, I agree with you there. Let's go on to the next one. You said the next commandment is to believe in the hereafter, and I've done so many programs with people with near-death experiences that it's proved to me that there is a hereafter out there and that we don't need to worry so much about dying.
No. And hereafter, if you live righteously, for sure the next life is going to be better for you, because each time you're going to have to pay punishment for what you did in the last. So if you know what the righteous life is, you would get heaven, you have paradise even in this life before you go. Therefore, there is nothing to fear. And there is definitely hereafter because of the balance of the universe. It has to be accountability in everything we do.
And your next commandment, which is probably the most important one, at least in my opinion, is love your neighbor, love yourself.
Right. Love is the big commandments of Jesus. If you love someone, if you love yourself, it's easier for you to love other people. If you hate your enemy, Jesus said, hate your and don't hate your enemy, it's because in the Old Testament, at one point, it says that if you hate your enemy for the same measure that you have hated him, his sin against you is going to be forgiven. So let it be. Let God take care of it. Don't try to struggle in life, not for money, not for getting revenge. You have the more calm you are and the more you go with the flow of life and energy of God, the more you get directed to the right path without having any distraction.
And if you love your neighbor, then you won't steal, murder, cheat, or lie, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, your next commandment is be a charitable giver. If you don't have money, then give of yourself.
Yes. You know, often people have time, have time to go out with friends where they have a grandfather in a hospital or hospice that is dying and really needs their companionship. If you do that, which is not your heart desire, but it is something that is good for somebody else, if you wipe somebody else's tears, these are all parts of giving. You don't have to always give money to people. You can give with your time, with your kindness, with changing somebody's mood from bad bad mood to good mood, to making peace in between people. Those are all part of giving.
Your next one, I was a little surprised to see it on your list of top 10, or top 7 as the case might be. You've got honor your parents. Now, why is that important?
Honor your parents is actually a commandment that God says in to all of his prophets. You will see, if you read the rest of the Bible or Quran, and see the parables and the stories, you will see that the same way that you're supposed to honor your maker, but much lower level, you have to honor your father. You have to honor your parents. This is God's commandment. You don't know why. And you are not a judge to decide if they are honorable or not. They would pay for whatever dishonor they do if they're in jail. It's your duty as a child or son or a daughter to go to that prison, honor him, and recognize that he's honorable to you at least. It's not your problem if he's not an honorable person. That's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
Honoring parents, I have really, in my lifetime, I have not seen anyone who honors his parents who is not successful, and I haven't seen anyone who hasn't honored and is successful, or the success would last.
Well, so it's a little difficult to honor anybody who is dishonorable, whether it be your parents or
your parents is not anybody, and that is a commandment that God gives you through all the prophets. Honor your parents. Okay. It doesn't matter about, you can't decide, you can't judge your parents. That's for God to decide. You have to honor him no matter what, no matter how bad he is. You as a person, if you want to be in the circle of God and obey him and be righteous, one of the conditions is to honor him without making any judgment.
Well, put it in practical terms for me then. What would one do to honor their parents?
You go visit them, you are civilized with them, you don't belittle them just because you're father, you respect them. You go there, once every month, once every 2 months, you go, you visit, you respect, you pay your respect, and you make sure that he, no matter who he is proud of you. Make him proud of you no matter what.
Okay.
Because that is important for some reason or other in the eye of God. And you're not trying to prove something to your father, or you're not going to teach him anything. It's too late for that. But what you want to do is to make God proud of you. So you do his willing. You're not doing it for your father. You're doing it for yourself.
Okay. And your last commandment is pray continuously. I think that you probably think that means being in an attitude of prayer rather than actually saying words 24/7.
Yes. Well, you know, the Muslims, that's an excellent question, actually. Everybody asks me that. Muslims pray on Fridays. Jewish people pray on Saturdays. Christians pray on Sundays. If you go by Quran, it says if you don't do Shabbat, do 5 times prayers a day. At the end of Quran, it says if your days are long and you can't pray during the day, do your prayers at night. Now, thinking that this is not a weekend God or night God, you have to come up with realization that this means you have to always pray. Pray all the time. Pray as many times as, at least devote 1 hour of your day to meditation and trying to be one with God.
Do you think that means
that you don't?
Do you think that means being in the prayer mode?
Praying mode, all the time, all the time. You see something that you were supposed to fall and you don't fall. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. All he needs from us is recognition and nothing else. thankfulness, appreciation. Thank you, God, for the sun. Thank you, God, for this food you put on my table. Thank you for this car. Thank you that I'm not disabled. You know, be always thankful. That's prayer. Talk to God. Thank him for this. Ask for things you want, but you can't just keep asking and not thanking him for what he has given you.
Well, in that respect, God is not that much different from the rest of us. We all want to be appreciated for the things that we do, and we want the people in our lives to be grateful.
But yes, and they don't most of the time, and we shouldn't be upset about it. But that doesn't mean we have to forget our duty in God. He says it very clearly in all these three books that every prophet said, bow to God, appreciate God, thank God. This is an order. It's not a request as far as I'm concerned. Praying, but it doesn't have to be in a church or synagogue. It could be. You like to go to church or synagogue. I love all of the rituals of all prophets. It could be, but you're not going to go to hell if you don't go to Shabbat, don't do Shabbat, or answer your phone on Shabbat. These are all branches of the tree. You have to see what his real message is. May I say something about 9/11?
Sure.
Here? I think because of what Quran says, the name Jihad is totally obsolete, because jihad is a defensive act. Now, what he means by Muslims, because in Arabic the word Islam means believing in one God. Since everybody in 9/11, or everybody who was beheaded, they were most probably God-believing and believed in one God, therefore, per their own book, Quran, jihad, even if jihad happened, they are the martyrs, the ones that were killed without even having to defend themselves. The ones who are getting beheaded, if they believe in one God, they are the martyrs. The ones who are killing, they're just regular killers who are staining the name of religion and name of God, and under the banner, shamelessly go kill other people. They're just whole bunch of serial killers, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, you come from three different religious heritages.
Yes.
How do you define religion?
Religion, when it brings segregation, I don't like it. Religion, as I said, is like a pyramid. God is on top, and the three prophets are the three cornerstones. When they want to come and say, okay, the follower of Muhammad is different than follower of Moses and follower of Jesus is different, that is not true. That's what my book is about. They're not different. They all believe in one God. They came for different times, different people. When God sent Muhammad, he said in Quran, these people are bloodthirsty, they are violent people, so I send you to correct them. Instead, after he died, basically the religion of Islam was hijacked from him and his descendants. They hijacked it. The very people that he came to calm down, they started Khalifat, and the first Khalif was Abu Bakr, and that's why head of ISIS is assuming name Abu Bakr. The same was Omar. The third one was Osman, that we know after that Khilafat went to sultans, and the atrocity that Ottoman Empire did under the name of Islam. When they attacked King Cyrus, they force killed Iran, Islam to Iran. But the people who were being killed, they were Zoroastrians. If you read the Bill of Rights of King Cyrus, which is in the British Museum, you see that he believed in higher power and he believed in God. Yet they went to Iran and killed all the Zoroastrians in the name of Islam.
We're talking today with Sherry Brown, and her book is called The Seven Commandments. for Happiness and Prosperity. Sherry, how can our listeners get a copy of your book?
I'm on Amazon.com, and the Facebook of the book is sevencommandments.com. They can go to that, but it is also on Amazon.
Okay. Is sevencommandments.com your website?
Sevencommandments.com is my website, yes.
And what will they see when they go there?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I will go there and let you know. But they can buy the book on Amazon.com. I think what they see there is going to see some parts of my book that is printed, and they would get an idea of what the book is about. That's supposed to be the purpose of the website.
Oh, okay. Let me see. We're going to get into some more questions with you. We've got about 5 minutes left. So let's see. You talked about idolatry. What is idolatry?
Idolatry used to be when they used to worship idols made by hands. Now it's kind of transferred to money and power. It's nice to have money, it's nice to live a luxury life, but when you get to the point where when you worship these things, you worship that car, that's another form of idolatry. When you want power and money, that's another form of idolatry.
Okay.
That unfortunately still exists.
And idolatry then would be evil, and it would be of the dark forces, and it would be something that you would try to get away from as much as possible.
Thank you. And then you see that prosperity comes to you. The more nonchalant you are about having money more than what you have or desiring, the easier it comes to you. It's not difficult to be prosperous, but you have to be righteous. And then you get to a point where your prayers get accepted. Then you can pray for this or that if you want. You know, I want to have another child. I want to travel more. I want to do it for other stuff, anything you have.
This might be a hard question to answer, but you may have an opinion on it. Why is the world getting more violent and more human suffering every day?
Because it has always been like that. Now, because of the media and television, we see it. During old empires and crusaders, so many people got killed. Millions of people got killed during Ottoman Empire. The kings would go out and on a whim have somebody get killed. They would behead everybody all the time. But we didn't have the media to know. It's not getting worse. It's been the same as it was during Hitler or prior to Hitler, during all these different wars have been always going on from hundreds of years ago. I don't think it's getting worse as much as we see more of it. We're aware, we see it, there's media, they show it to us. Otherwise, it's been there forever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so here's a question for you. It's very important, as far as your health goes, not to get angry. Is there anything other than that health issue that would make you say, here's a reason not to get angry?
Yes. Not to get angry is staying away from evil, noticing evil and staying away from it, number one. Secondly, you work yourself up for something that in future you find out it was useless. That person doesn't probably exist in your life anymore. So no matter what comes from outside, forget about it. Don't let it affect you. Get in touch with the eyes of your heart and look at the light and God within yourself.
Sherry Brown, The Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity. Sherry, this program is called Share Your Mission, and We've got exactly 1 minute left. In that minute, would you tell the world what your mission and purpose is?
My mission and purpose, especially about writing this book, was to tell and show people, enlighten people about the fact that God and religion and prosperity and happiness is really not that difficult. If you practice righteousness, you become more innovative, you become more likable, you become happier, people see it in your face, and happiness begets happiness. I wanted to make sure that people who have so misunderstood these three religions, since Muslims never read the Bible and Christians hardly ever read Quran. I don't really know one that has read Quran except maybe the Pope. So I wanted to make it clear that none of this is coming from Quran. None of these acts that these terrorists are doing has anything to do with Quran. Quran never says that women have to cover their hair. These are all man-made, and since they don't read it, I wanted to make it clear and suggest that if they don't want to read Quran in English, at least they can read my book and realize that Muhammad was a kind person. He was a prophet, he was a man, and he was kind, and he came to avoid and prevent all these atrocities.
Well, I think that we ought to not criticize other religions and try to love everyone the way that
Jesus is from God. It was for different purpose. In Sinai Desert, they after Passover, I believe, they had to throw away the food because there was no refrigeration.
Okay, well, Sherry Brown, the Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity. Sherry, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.